This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's congressional Democrats say the federal government shutdown is hitting airports hard. That includes Denver International Airport, where flights have been delayed up to 40 minutes at times this week. During a press call yesterday, Democratic lawmakers blamed President Trump and Republicans for keeping the government closed and disrupting air travel. Representative Diana DeGette says staffing shortages at DIA are getting worse and TSA agents are stretched thin.
They're now working mandatory 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. That cannot continue, and to have safe aviation.
The FAA says it may limit takeoffs and landings nationwide if staffing shortages get worse. More than 13,000 air traffic controllers are working without pay. Congressional Republicans want Democrats to vote to fund the government before any negotiations over health care subsidies that Democrats have been asking for. And those lawmakers are also at odds over a standalone bill that would pay military members during the federal shutdown, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Seven of Colorado's eight House members have co-sponsored a bill to cover paychecks for military members until the government reopens, but House Speaker Mike Johnson is resisting the idea. During a press conference Thursday, Johnson said the short-term funding bill already passed by House Republicans would pay military members, but it's being blocked in the Senate. Among Colorado representatives, only Democrat Diana DeGette has not signed on to the standalone bill as of now. October 15th is when military members miss their first paycheck. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And when it comes to free speech and book bans, Denver's new city librarian says libraries should not dictate what people read. Nicole Davies says libraries have developed policies for collecting books. Those policies also help fight any attempts to ban books. Davies says it all comes down to ensuring choice.
There may be a book on the shelf that doesn't speak to you. You move on and find something else. There may be a program that isn't speaking to you. You choose not to go to it.
Nationwide, more than 4,000 book titles were challenged in 2023. That's according to the American Library Association's Office of Intellectual Freedom. This is CPR News.